This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is spring break at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. It's open every day now through April 28th. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of... It's not a pair, it's a four-pack of passes to Six Flags, Discovery Kingdom. Take the family over spring break.
Two things. One, thank you, Kathy, our listener and my Facebook friend, for bringing us brownies.
Yeah, what is this for?
I don't know if she was making them for an event or something like that, but she had emailed me a week ago saying, hey, can I drop some off?
Kathy,
yes.
Is it for 420?
One of those. Oh, is it for 420? Oh, no.
Me and the interns were laughing today.
Please
like,
tell
oh,
me
man.
There was nothing in that, because I
horked
that thing.
No.
That would be very, very bad. I have something to do tonight.
I thought horking was throwing up.
No, it's horking.
Inhaling.
Yeah. Maybe it is, but horking for me has always been the inhalation of food.
Right.
So I inhaled one of the lemon bars that she made, and I'm praying that there was nothing untoward
she wouldn't do
that. In
that.
Oh, the show could get so fun.
The show would not be fun. I don't know how I'd get home, and I have a really important thing
I'll
to do tonight.
I'll drive you home. Don't worry about it. You can sleep it off. It doesn't last 20 hours.
It does last. It lasts forever.
Horking. To eject part or all of the contents of the stomach through the mouth. Usually in a series of involuntary spasmic movements.
Oh, Urban Dictionary says consuming food with no consideration given to nutritional ramifications.
Oh, funny.
So, both of them.
Completely different
things. So, Vinny, both.
Yeah. To be discharged forcefully and abundantly. To spew or gush.
Yeah, I've never heard it used that way.
Is horking.
To snort anything up your nose. I feel so good after horking.
Horking what?
What?
The confectioner's sugar on top of the lemon
Man,
bars I just ate?
John Goodman is horking down that chili baby back rib.
So there's that. And also, Michelle from our promotions department is in New York, yet she's still listening to our show.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey,
Michelle.
Hey girl. Up, have fun
she
in
likes
New York.
Us. Burr. She likes the show.
What's she doing there?
She's there for an event. I believe she's in a wedding for one
of
her good,
good
friends.
For her.
But she texted me, Greg Gordon.
Gordon.
Is the one who did the poster.
The poster.
This is the poster. Vaughn. I gave Vaughn a copy, so he'll put it up, but this is it. And here's Willa down here.
It is such a good,
so
it's
Greg Gordon, and
beautiful.
He's at gigart.com.
Gigart.com.
Yeah, G-I-G-A-R-T.
Yeah, he is, he's great. Even just the color, there's only really a few colors in that, and yet it's insanely beautiful and stylized, and I just love it. And he actually, believe it or not, captured that. Actually looks like you. You know how sometimes people draw us, or you know, we have a few things in the office that I'm like, well, that doesn't look anything like us, but I guess the one with the bald head is Vinny. That one is actually, I mean, nice work, Greg Gordon. Gig art.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he does like rock show posters and stuff?
I really don't know about that. Michelle is the one that contacts him. But he's
great.
Done posters, I guess, for us in the building, Intercom, and CBS in the past. So they go to him for stuff.
It's freaking great. All right. So let's start with the celebrity trash. About a week or a week and a half ago, Michael Martin pulled us into his office and played us a video. It's a Little Dicky video. Lil Dicky's the guy who did the Chris Brown Freaky Friday, where he wakes up in Chris Brown's body. And that's really all I know. I know that he's just sort of a humorous rapper and skinny white dude who, you know, uses that to his advantage in many of his songs.
So, this is our modern day
Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes.
It's sort of, yeah. I would say that that's the feel of it. They feel parody-esque, but, you know, he's not without talent, for sure. And clearly, he writes the songs, and they're funny and good. So this is something that is, I think, important. I mean, weirdly enough to say, the little Dicky thing is, he has gathered tons of big, today's biggest musical celebrities and beyond, like Leo DiCaprio's in this too. And he's written a single called Earth. It's was released last night at midnight. Oh, I'm sorry, 9 p.m. our time. So Eastern time, it was midnight. On all platforms, and all the intercom stations are going to play the song at the exact same time, noon on Monday.
Mm. Oh, cool.
So across the country, this is going to, they're trying to, I don't know if it's like a We Are the World style thing or, but, you know, because it's Earth Day on Monday.
You can't argue the message.
I don't really think.
I mean, this is the planet we live on. We know we're generating an enormous amount of garbage.
We're just killing ourselves
alone.
You don't believe
it's not even. It's the garbage.
Right.
Like, what are we...
It's the... Well, and this one is specific to climate change and trash and disease and
right.
and just the problems that Earth faces that we can do things to affect. So here is a little taste of the new single from Lil Dicky called Earth. Oh, you...
I forgot there's cussing.
Yeah, there's plenty of cussing in there. So I guess that'll get cleaned up before they play it. Oh, so here, this is the chorus. So it's a cartoon, or not a cartoon. It's one of those CG, like digital, whatever the hell they are. I don't know.
It's a cartoon.
Okay, it's a cartoon. It's animated in some way. And it's funny. They, you know, there's all these stars, you know, Ariana Grande's a zebra and... Kevin Hart plays Kanye West.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Doesn't Kanye actually walk onto it at one point?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, because Kevin Hart actually says, I'm Kanye West. But Kanye West is actually in the video later.
Yeah.
So it's just chock full of little cameos. Take a couple minutes. It's at RadioAlice.com and view it. There's, you know, a funny joke about a baboon's butt in there. And many more. We'll play a little more about that at 8 o'clock. And then remember that Monday, on Earth Day itself, at noon, all the intercom stations are going to play it all at once.
And that same day, we're all going to be out at Ocean Beach doing beach cleanup. And that's the Surf Rider Foundation. They have it. The Surf Rider Foundation has it on their calendar as a beach cleanup day.
Oh, good.
So they'll probably be doing stuff.
I'm sure.
All up and down the coast. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Monday should be really cool.
Right. Well, and it's always nice to take a minute and look at where we live and try to think about, you know, Intercom always says the one thing that you can do to make it a little different. Speaking of that, Jason Momoa's one thing is, I will shave my beard to remind you to use aluminum instead of plastic. And surprise, he's pumping some new brand of water that's sold in a can.
I love it.
Yeah. Is that what that's about?
Well...
I didn't realize when I watched the video, I didn't realize it was a spot.
Why can't we put, let me ask you a question. We all have, okay, I don't have shampoo, but we all have these shampoo bottles. Why can't those things be aluminum so that we can better recycle them?
I completely concur.
Why can't water bottles be turned into aluminum cans? Why? It's really like one of those weird things where it's just happening. And no one just goes, no, that's not going to happen anymore.
Some people say that it tastes different in aluminum. Water does. And I can't disagree, but I will force myself to drink that. Because honestly, I will like turn down water that's in a bottle. And also sometimes I don't and I feel terrible about it.
Did you dislike
beer
in
cans?
Drink beer in cans bad for you?
No, I don't notice it. I think because there's so much more flavor in it. But water, you know how water actually takes on tastes of whatever it's in. So I like water in glass.
Oh, okay.
And plastic, I guess, if you had a plastic water bottle sat in a car for a while, it starts to have that funky taste. Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, to me, there's something about water. But look, if they can figure out a way to make that not the case. Anyway, Jason Momoa was making a lot of noise. Yesterday, he released a video of himself shaving his beard. He hasn't shaved it in 12 years, and he took it off. Here's a shot of him before and after. Weird. He's still devastatingly handsome.
Yeah, he is.
But basically, he's saying... it's for a good cause. He shaved in a 4-minute video where he spoke about the importance of recycling and switching from plastic bottles to aluminum cans, and he hyped a new line of canned water. Mm-hmm. I don't have the name of the canned water here.
Some people were just born to be in the, like, actors.
Right.
Models. Like, look
Dude's
at him.
A stud.
You just go, well, he probably walked into his first tryout and went, you're going to hire me. Don't be a duh.
And I'll bet they did.
Look at me.
He's beautiful.
Yeah.
Is he with Lisa Bonet right now?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, no. He's with Lisa Bonet's daughter.
No.
No, he's with Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet.
Oh, who is she with?
The daughter?
The daughter?
Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
No idea.
Damn.
I've seen him in pictures with the daughter, Lisa, and Lenny.
Oh.
Like, they're sort of a modern day, what are they?
We all get along family.
Right. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a boy. Lenny and Lisa Bonet made a really pretty girl. That girl's gorgeous.
She's with a person I don't know, Carl Glusman.
Oh.
Who? I guess they have a secret engagement.
I guess it's not so secret anymore. Mm.
Guy sounds like he's from some sitcom or something. Carl Glugman.
Yeah, Carl. I don't know who he
is. She is on Big Little Lies.
Yeah, that's going to be starting next.
Zoe is.
Not till June, though.
Yeah, I'm getting excited for that. I really thought they did an incredible job with that first season of Big Little Lies set in Monterey. The book was excellent, and I really thought, oh, boy, how are they going to... They did. Sometimes books get pulled off.
And then sometimes they don't.
They really just get ruined. And then I'm always like, oh, now no one's going to read the book because they just saw this cruddy movie. Go read the book. The book's so good. Oh, my God. The sky is so beautiful right now.
Is that pink moon still out?
You know, I looked at that moon at 4:12 and it was just a plain old white moon. Mm. I was a little disappointed with this whole pink moon thing. Wasn't it 4:12 was supposed to be the
that's
big?
What it,
I think
that's
so, yeah.
What it said.
I looked at it at 4:12 this morning.
Well, maybe you should have had your Doobie Weed lemon bar before you looked at the moon.
By the way, Kathy says, no pot.
Thank you. Thank
safe
God.
Safe for everyone and organic.
I should really be more careful about what I scarf hork. Down. What I hork down. I might have to hork that back up. I guess that would have been an option, right? If I had just eaten a spiked lemon bar, I would have had to go try to throw it up.
What? Or just ride it
out. No, I'm not doing that. I have a very important thing to do tonight. Only 12 hours from now. Like,
what could you be doing that's so important?
It's important.
Sounds
I'll tell
like
you.
Since
deal.
When do you even care?
You know, people get you to do things that you're like, I'll do it.
Because it's so far away.
Right. Oh, my God.
It's going to be fine.
4 months ago. Oh, yeah, I got that. See me yesterday. I was freaking out. Like,
why?
I'll tell you all about it on Monday.
Oh, God.
I know. Sorry. In a video that was released yesterday, which emphasizes respect, Sesame Street. I'm not sure if this is going to be on Sesame Street or if this is just a separate thing. You said you found it on Twitter.
I did, but it says from HBO and Sesame Street, so it's like the combination of the two.
They so it'll probably air, because now they
I'm
do
sure
all the
it
Sesame
will.
Street
it's
stuff.
Adorable.
Okay, so this is basically, look, when you argue, you have to be respectful of the other person and try to hear them. And Cersei and Tyrion are having a little bit of a fight, and, you know, Elmo's going to help them out. Oh, my God, that's adorable. It looks like they actually, and respect brings us together. That's adorable.
It looks like a set of Game of Thrones, doesn't
it? They definitely brought that guy to the Game of Thrones set.
Right.
Those people are in full costume.
Mm-hmm. Where's that airing? On Sesame Street?
You can find it on Twitter, but I assume it's going to be part of a Sesame Street
kids
show.
Kids wouldn't know that, right?
Right.
I don't
it's
think
very conflicting.
Would.
Like, this is a super rated R.
Maybe that's why they just released it separately. That's right. The only thing I can think of.
Or they did it for mom and dad.
Sure. Yeah. Mom and dad.
Well, mom
HBO.
And dad are probably... I was actually, as you said that, I thought, yeah, but if mom and dad fight like cats and dogs, then the kids are like, yeah, but these are the people I'm growing up with.
Mm.
What
I
good is
all
this
my,
message?
I yeah. learn all the ways of dealing with people from my mom and dad.
Right.
That's what I model my couple behavior on. I assume I'll be part of the Bickersons family at some point or other. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Smoking crack.
Oh, my God.
After these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, man, the sunrise was just gorgeous this morning. I mean, it's still pretty and everything. Little wispy clouds in the sky, but man, it was just beautiful a few minutes ago. Hey, right now, listen up. This is a big, this is a good one.
Listen good.
Call number 9 right now. 800-400-3697 gets a pair of Fandango tickets to see Avengers Endgame opening in theaters everywhere next Friday, April 26th.
I got to be ready.
You got it. Listen.
I'm about to finish Ant-Man and
the Wasp.
And then I'll be ready.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Is Ant-Man and the Wasp after the last of the big Avengers
one? It's before
one?
The last big Avengers,
but it catches you up to that.
It gets me caught up completely. I've seen every one of the universe.
That's incredible.
Most people have. They're the biggest movies going.
Yeah, I have not.
And if you ask some people, including Hooman and probably Bryn, and I know I have friends, they'll tell you, anything by Marvel, I'm there.
Huh?
They're
yeah,
into
it's
it.
True. That's yeah. why I'm always at those screenings. I'm like, I don't want to go out to movies anymore. It's too late. Except for Marvel. Let me know when that happens.
Anyone, I mean, most people, it's the best.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I have liked some of the ones in the franchise. There's something about just like, I won't see Endgame because I feel like I haven't seen the 1,000 things leading up to it. Other than like the original Iron Man and Spider-Man from like 2 iterations ago, and I liked the first Thor movie, and I liked Ant-Man actually. I saw Ant-Man.
The third
I love Paul
Thor
Rudd, though.
Is when that character
the Ragnarok.
Yeah, that's the one where they figured it out.
Could
they
I just skip the second one?
Yes, you could.
Maybe I'll do that.
The third one's excellent. His interactions. I like that actor as well. What's his name?
Chris Hemsworth.
He seems cool, charming, whatever.
He's very self-aware.
Yeah, he has a very natural charm about him, mm-hmm. and his humor is effortless in the third one, where you just go, oh my God, he's great. Why didn't they write that character that way the whole time?
I thought he was pretty funny in that first one, no? Mm. Oh, really? Stinky?
By comparison.
Really?
Oh, is three the best one or not?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stood out the most to me.
Right. Yeah, he's great. Actually, it's funny because they've been doing so much press for this and they're going everywhere. There was actually he and Captain Marvel, the Brie Larson. It almost seemed somewhat uncomfortable. Like they're just having these dumb fights about who's stronger.
Or super flirty.
Yeah, okay, maybe that. He's a married dude with kids. Don't even say that. Oh, but it was, I just thought it was really funny. And people are trying to spin it like they're in a big fight. Meanwhile, it's like, they're fighting over who's stronger. Like, I'm pretty sure that's...
In a make-believe world.
Yeah, that's got to be...
Right.
That's got to be a joke. Anyway, right now, if you want Avengers Endgame tickets, you get to talk to Brent. It looks like he might even already have the winner.
I think he does.
Whoa.
You missed your opportunity. We've been talking about it for 5 minutes. Where have you been? Let me push this now.
The Radio Alice Report.
Is that right? It ended while we were jabber-jawing.
Yeah. Well, it was only 9.
Well,
only
caller
9.
So it goes by fast.
It does. Blah, 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 blah. You can win. No, you can't.
Oh, God. I'd hate to be in some kind of an air check meeting when...
Oh, God. Thank God we don't have
going,
those.
This is how you do a contest.
Honestly, I have to say that was one of the hardest things about being, you know, a little kid in radio is that, you know, you'd sit down with your boss and he'd press play on your air check and you'd just be sweating like, oh, God,
well, it's so
everything
easy.
I say is so stupid.
It's so easy to point out the screw ups. I mean, and that
it would be on this show. Oh, boy. Just if they went out the logger tape, it's like, what are you doing? Do you even know how to work that computer? No, I don't know how. It's your job. It's really your only important job.
Call right now. Never mind. Too late.
Never mind. Too late. It's already over.
Anyway,
and if you're listed on the internet, it's really too late.
Yeah, way too late. Yeah, it's you're going to hear about this contest about a minute from now.
This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans.
Your way.
Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. That's the number one ST, norcalcu.org. What's so funny?
Us.
Well, we did all just eat brownies and lemon squares. I'm thinking maybe
they really are pop brownies, aren't they?
There's something going. They're very sugary.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Good for you guys.
I feel like Hooman at church.
Hi and mighty.
Stay tuned. This show's going to get good.
Or not, or we're going to crash. We better space out our sugar intake this morning.
So real quick, the Warriors won last night in L.A. They're up now 2-1 in the series. They next play Sunday. I don't really get that spacing, but okay.
I was thinking about that. Do they come home and then go back, or do they stay in L.A.? And
I'm going to bet that because they all have money and friends that they stay in L.A.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, that's where the fun's at. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of trouble to get into.
You shouldn't have any fun in the playoffs.
And on Easter, they're playing, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big day.
Yeah.
You know, they play on Christmas. Mm. Yep. The NBA plays big games on Christmas. Mm. So that's probably non-issue, especially playoffs. Anyway, the Sharks won last night, too, to stay alive in their playoff series with the Vegas Golden Knights. So they've got a win everyone, though.
They do, but one down, two to go. That's the way you need to be trending. Yep. Oh, it'd be so great if they stayed in.
So not only is
last night
Easter on Sunday, but before that is Doobie Weed Day.
Oh.
Potheads.
It's a pot holiday.
Decades have celebrated marijuana on April 20th, and you can expect this Saturday to be no different. I mean, we're legal now, right?
That's right.
You can buy the stuff.
Right.
So
walk right into a store if you're of age.
I don't get to partake anymore. Personally, I still feel like you want a big, fat doobie.
Mm, like cigar size.
Well, maybe not that big, but you know, you want a doobie to smoke. Don't give me your tincture.
Oh,
I don't even know what
those
that is.
Vape pens are great.
Get
well,
the they're very
strong.
Tincture's different than a vape pen.
I know. I'm just saying there's all different delivery methods now, and the way to smoke it is not to smoke it. Like, the smoke is so harsh.
Really?
Remember when you used to take bong rips and cough for 5 minutes straight? Like, you thought a lung was going to come out of your mouth?
Well, right.
You don't have to do that anymore.
But the minute you stopped coughing, it was there.
Yeah, there you were.
You had a whole new face.
Like, oh, my God, I survived. Yeah, you did. It was all, like, you know,
blurry-eyed.
Blood vessels in your eyes from coughing so hard. You don't have to. Those the delivery methods are just so much more chill.
Convenient.
Mm.
So we don't have... Well, it hasn't crossed over into every industry yet, but Lyft, Carl's Jr. are among other businesses that are into it and are celebrating with you.
What's Lyft doing?
Lyft is doing $4.20 something.
Right.
I can't remember.
$4.20 off on a ride.
Oh, that's
something.
What it,
and but there's like a code. It's 420 Bay Area 19. I guess every city has a code.
Oh,
yeah. So you put that in when you order your Lyft.
I believe so.
That makes sense.
Well, smoke them if you got them.
And then the Rocky Mountain High burger or something at Carl's Jr.
Yeah, Carl's. That's only in Denver, but still, people are getting into it. Mm-hmm. It's legit now, so they feel like, why wouldn't we market to the people who are out there and enjoy it? And,
yeah, sure. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado.
It's a Songbrin.
I told him that yesterday. He just looks at me all blank.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
No, I'm writing down notes. Sorry about that.
You just have that. Right. Oh.
But a lot of places are doing those.
Nobody wants to listen to Bob Denver.
420 events.
Do you mean John?
Isn't it John Denver?
Bob Denver is Gilligan.
There's a 42.
Don't worry about it.
There's a 42-year-old guy named Daniel Bryant who works as a salesman at a Chevy dealership in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay.
Last month, he sold a truck to a guy. And then a few weeks ago, that guy brought the truck in for service.
Mm.
I always make friends with people that that have helped me through an experience like that. I'd probably be like, yo, Daniel, what's up? That's when Daniel offered to give him a ride home. He's bringing in his truck for service. Oh. Daniel says, hey, I'll give you a ride home. And the guy says, sure. No problem.
All right.
So Daniel kidnapped the guy. Threatened to kill him.
Wait, hold on.
Made him take $200,000 from the bank. Forced him to smoke crack.
This is sounding a little suspicious.
And then fled. What do you mean it's suspicious?
So you're saying, I'm sorry, and Daniel is the guy who bought the truck or the guy who sold him the truck?
I'm sorry. They haven't given us the name of the guy who bought the truck.
But he's Daniel's the one who got kidnapped.
Daniel's the salesman.
And he just knew that this guy had $200,000 to pull out of the bank?
Aren't you into the guy's business when you're getting his deal all worked out?
Yeah, you know everything.
They're into everything.
You have to walk into the bank?
You know how much they're worth.
I mean, couldn't you be going like this to the teller as you're asking for your 200? Like people are going to be like, what are you talking about? You want 200 grand in cash. And you'd be going...
with your eyeballs.
It was like giving him the eyes, you know? That's...
Daniel,
okay.
The car salesman,
forced him to offers smoke to crack. Give it.
Hey, you don't...
I do know. This.
What about that story he told yesterday? That horrific story?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is totally believable. This one feels like, I don't know, there's several layers here where...
Is it the crack?
It started with the crack, but just thinking about the logistics of withdrawing $200,000 from a bank.
When they got in the car, Daniel kidnapped the guy, threatened to kill him, made him take out $200,000 from the bank, and then forced him to smoke crack, and then fled with the cash. The FBI was able to track him down over the weekend in Cedar Hill, Texas. He's facing charges for kidnapping, bank robbery, and extortion.
Wow.
He's in trouble.
Look deeper into that other guy.
Don't get out of here.
I don't trust that guy at all.
Sheesh.
He's a victim.
Yeah.
Listen, I agree. If that's real, he's a victim. But
hashtag him too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You just don't, you know, when you withdraw 200 grand in cash from a bank, there's questions to be answered. It's a whole process. I don't think you can just walk up to the, well, what do I know? I don't have 200 grand to pull out in one fell swoop. Maybe this dude does deal in that kind of like, oh, hey, Mr. Rich Guy, how much are we getting out today?
I'm just making this check out to cash for 200K. Start
Load
counting.
Me up. Get me a bag.
Bobby.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Something up here.
Anyway, there's a 65-year-old woman named Clarice Gainey. She lives in Gainesville, Florida. She's a great-grandma.
Oh, my goodness.
Back in high school, she played softball.
Oh.
She was a slugger.
How old did you say she is?
She's 65.
65 and she's a great grandma.
Yeah,
already.
Well.
All right.
Plenty of people's kids are having kids and
Absolutely.
They're doing it early.
Yeah.
It's trippy.
Well, if you had a baby at 20 and then that baby had a baby at 20 and that baby had a baby at
right.
20, you'd have a great grandma situation.
My family, we were such holdouts. Mm. Here I am in my 40s having kids. But yeah. Most people do it, you know, on schedule.
Or thereabouts.
Right.
Right.
Anyway, back in high school, Clarice played softball. The reason that's important is because in the middle of the night on Sunday, she heard a noise outside her apartment. She saw a 300-pound guy who was just wearing underwear trying to break into her car.
Oh, just wearing underwear.
Mm-hmm.
So he needed more drug money.
She opened the door and yelled at him. Hey, you rat! Or however 65-year-old ladies talk.
Get away from my car.
Right.
Throw a Jell-O at him.
A Jell-O.
It's not Jell-O.
Oh, what did she throw?
She was a softball player.
A bat. A ball. Softball. Oh,
did she throw the ball or did she hit him with the bat?
She opened the door, yelled at him to get away from her car, and he charged her. A 300-pound dude in bun huggers running at her full speed. And she pulls her baseball bat.
Yeah.
Right.
When he got close, she whacked him in the head.
Good, Whoa. Clarice. Did she kill him?
She says, quote, I took that bat and hit him upside the head like, pee-ow!
Yeah.
I like it. Pee-ow.
He took off running. into the trailer park nearby, and cops were able to track him down. And it turns out he's a 37-year-old guy named Antonio Mosley.
Oh, Mosley.
He had cocaine on him when they found him.
Where did he have it
in the Bunhugger pocket? That's ridiculous.
Every drug addict knows you keep your drugs in your underwear.
Oh.
All of us do. Oh. What are you talking about?
I'd be afraid that my drugs would fall out.
Yeah, I need those.
That's where my doobie weed lived. What are you talking about? I'm not going to give somebody a chance to pat my pockets down and be like, what's that bulge?
My pot. Go ahead, take it.
Let me check under your balls.
No, that's the thing. They don't check under your balls.
Well, they do once they've dragged you in.
Anyway.
They check under your everything.
Bend over, pull apart method.
The police in Irvine were just rousting us. Mm. They didn't actually pull our pants down. Mm. Just a pocket pat. All right.
Sure, you did a good job hiding it. I guess I'll see you later tonight,
Vince. All right, sir. Have a good one.
Need to find new places to hang out.
Well, I mean,
they all knew you by name.
Wherever the party was going down is where you would find me. It's really pathetic to think that they would yell me by name as I'm trying to get away from the party without
this kid again.
Anyway, he was arrested.
I wonder if they would joke on the way over. You think Vin Hassan will be there? Yes.
Is most of my group, so okay, I doubt they.
You go for Vinny. I'm going to go for Jason and Billy.
Right. Yeah. Anyway.
That Vinny's squirrely.
Yeah.
He was arrested for burglary and drug possession.
Yeah. And she doesn't get charged at all.
No.
Yeah.
She protected herself.
Get hit in the head with the bat, though. That's, you know, even by a 64-year-old, I'm surprised he was able to run off.
I actually think the opposite. I think it's very brave to square off and hope you hit something.
Oh, no.
You don't
saying I can't believe she didn't drop him.
No, and I'm saying I can't believe she was brave enough to go for it, because if you
thought to do it,
if you don't hit someone like that in that moment and hurt them bad, then now you're lost.
Now they have a bat.
My uncle used to hand me a bat and say, "All right, now we're even. Let's go." And I'd be all, "I don't. I'm 8. Why are you always trying to beat
me? I just
want to
hit someone with a bat, and I feel bad if you don't also have a bat."
No, he wouldn't have a bat. But his point was,
oh, now you're even.
Now we're even. Mm. If you've got a bat, I mean, do you believe that?
Yes, absolutely.
You could have Bryn coming at you. He's not scared of you with a bat.
I'm not.
I'm going to faint high and go
especially
low.
Sarah.
Whip it around, take it to the left. Dude, my mad secret ninja skills.
Dragons.
You should be scared.
I know your dragons. They like me.
Not if I say Dracarys.
What?
That's how you tell him to do fire.
Dracarys?
Dracarys. You never saw her do that on the show? She's done it like 5 times.
No, I didn't memorize
Dracarys.
That.
Dracarys. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Remember she said, "Unsullied, I am your master."
No.
"Kill the masters."
You
don't
really,
really remember that?
No,
when she got
the
army and she supposedly traded the dragon, but then he's holding him on a leash and she looks up at him and says, "Dracarys," and he burns the dude who's holding him.
Oh.
No, nobody?
Spoiler alert.
I have a
Spoiler
vague memory
alert.
Of that.
I feel like that
Spoiler
was one of,
alert.
One of the scenes when she's been pretending to not be able to understand him.
They're all
Spoiler
the
alert.
Okay. All right.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Thank you so much for my pink tickets. I wish I had worn waterproof mascara. The best performance ever. So inspirational. As I'm screaming how much I love her, I never stop yelling out thank you to all of you.
Oh.
My sister and I had a blast.
Aww.
A scratch off my bucket list. Thank you all so much. I love you guys. The neighborhood
Hotline.
Ladies, including my missus, went to pink together.
Yeah.
And they were out in the yard last night still raving about the show.
That's great.
Like the three of them. It was incredible. Ah.
Pink.
We went off. We partied so hard.
Oh.
Oh, no, I think I said that I was cleaning up a surfboard or something in my front yard, and they were like, "It was incredible." And I was like, "I heard she's really good." And they're like, "No, we were really good. We raged so hard." Like they were totally mom's going for it. So
to the pink show.
Pink.
Yeah.
I wondered about that too. Like, you know, 40-something ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I didn't think that was the market, but yeah, they went out and raged.
I bet she
well,
has
I feel like
very
we've
wide appeal.
Been with pink for 20 years.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite, but something around there.
Yeah, she's been cranking out the hits for a long time. But just, it sounds like the show is absolutely spectacular.
Well,
yeah.
She does all of the acrobatics. And in some cases, she doesn't have a safety net. Trippy. 707 says, watching The Looking Glass and listening to The Secret Show yesterday, Sarah had it right. Hooman, when someone as beautiful, intelligent, and wonderful as Rachel asks if you're going to kiss her, you say, yes, may I?
Yeah, I'm going in.
If she wasn't dating Monterey, I'd marry her this weekend.
Wow. Yeah, she's so cute. Such a pretty little thing.
It's weird. I just have this fascination with her. I just look at her.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's eye
so
candy.
Beautiful.
She's like this, you know, super pretty, long blonde hair, like all super Farrah Fawcett, too. Like really like nice layers and waves to it.
Perfect.
Cutest little face, little button nose.
Yeah, not a lot of makeup.
Kind
stylish.
Eyes. Oh, she's just,
big
we all
smile.
Have crushes on her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's tiny, too. Like she's so skinny and she's got like this, she has this little drapey, flowy thing on. Just like a little hippie. Yeah. Oh, she's adorable.
And by the way, shoes. It sounded like boots. Hooman did have a chance with her.
Yeah.
He just didn't.
She was like,
and
no.
And he keeps putting out
never
this.
Never into me.
What is it? Free and easy? What's his thing?
Free as a bird.
I'm free as a bird.
Free like a bird.
And she kept saying that. He doesn't want to be with someone.
He doesn't want a relationship.
She tried. You going to kiss me right now?
No. You ruined the moment. But, you're too much
but
work.
Brittany and I were debating, was it, you're going to kiss me right now? Or was it, you're going to kiss me right now?
Oh.
Are you gonna kiss me?
Well, that's not the way she talked about it yesterday.
It really isn't. But maybe she's like, you know, a revisionist now that she's unavailable.
Looking back, huh?
I don't know.
Are you gonna kiss me right
now? I mean,
now?
She was alone in a car with him wherever they were listening to that song. You'd right. think she'd be like, my house is way far from here. Get on the gas, Holmes.
Right. Let's go home.
You know what I mean?
Like, to do it.
Well, no, or to drop me off. Like, if she wasn't into it, she wouldn't be wherever they were.
Right, which was just out in the city some random night.
Listening to this song.
Yeah, listen to Childish Gambino as he leaned over toward her. Are you going to kiss me right now?
Not now that you've ruined the moment.
Remind you so much of high school. Like, would you sit in the car right now as an adult?
No.
Well, yeah, you would. You guys just don't date.
Right.
Hey, the
I made
right
out again? With Christina in her driveway for like an hour. We were listening to some radio station, and that we heard the same song come around twice. So what is that, 45 minutes?
I don't know. Is that how close the rotations are?
Well, in some cases, sure.
Damn. Okay. Scott Capurro is sitting in the studio right there.
Oh,
and he
wow.
is coming Let's in to see. Visit us next. He spent the whole week in New York. We're going to hear all about it.
Oh!
Talk about a show in Fairfax.
Yeah, and Edson's here too.
Oh, Edson's here too?
Yeah,
how exciting.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Let's hope they
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.